We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, yeah. It's Marks and Reese. Thanks to John Johnson filling in today. Kyle Quinn in for Jack. And here's the problem I have with Jack. When you're off of work, I can just tell you this. Like I will never listen to the show or the station if I'm not working.
That's the point of an off day, right?
Right. If it's just kind of like a non-schedule, like when I was off the one day because my wife was, you know, was having some issues and we had to go to the doctor and stuff. Like I listened that day, I think, for a little bit in the car.
But that's completely different.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't plan to have off. I mean, Jack,
right.
So Jack's just hanging out listening?
He's supposed to do a bachelor party weekend up in the Poconos with college buddies.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's on his way up.
Right. But he's listening. No, you know.
But even if I'm on the way up, I'm out.
Jack Fritz is a dope.
Well, thank you, Howard.
But he can't unplug.
That's the problem. See, that's a huge problem right there.
I can unplug, brother.
Yeah, if you're planning off, you got to take off. You're still going to watch the games. You got to take off entirely from work, though. That's no good.
No, not good at all.
It's not healthy, Jack.
It's not healthy, but you know he also can't stay off of Twitter and looking at likes and retweets and everything else.
So. My top five was better.
Okay. So you're saying you're a better top five at Fiverr than Jack Fritz?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Wow. Okay. They have it.
You know, if Jack started, you know, was more involved in the pop culture of things that happened prior to when he was born, then he'd be much better at
it. Well, that's what Ike and I do. We talk 80s and 90s TV, and he feels left out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know stuff about the 70s, 60s, and 50s, and you know, I wasn't around.
Do you believe Will Chamberlain scored 100 points?
Do I believe it?
Yes. Jack does not.
Why doesn't he believe it?
Because there's no evidence.
Oh, my God. All right, well, there's clearly a bigger issue here than just his top five.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The summer of Selfish is back. Enjoy the new lobster crab fries, seafood bakes, Sicilian calamari, and more. Details, chickiesandpete's.com. Text line coming up in 10 minutes. Our pal, Linda from Bal, is on the line. Linda, how are you, hon?
Oh, I'm good. My sister's kid had a baby. Its name is Vito. Isn't that cute?
Oh,
little Vito. Oh, God, he's 10 pounds little.
Vito Jr., or is he just a regular Vito?
No, he just... his name is Vito Antonio Sposito.
Oh, that's a great name. That's awesome.
Oh, God, he's so cute. He looks like a boxer. So cute. The thing, fellas, and I was talking about this with my Rob Cherry, whom I love very much. He was
for
me when I was sick. He's the best hugger on the station, by the way.
He's never hugged me.
Wow.
Well,
I feel left
he
out.
Hugged me, and he's a cutie.
Linda, I've known Rob a long time. I didn't realize he could be physically affectionate. How about that?
Oh, yeah, he's a cutie puss.
Hmm.
But the thing is, fellas, you know... Is Doc Rivers going to blow another 3-1 series? You know, he's blown a lot of them, and I did not realize how many. This is a deja vu. It's scaring the heck out of me, not because of me, okay?
Right.
Because I don't care if they win or not. But I care for the fans that love them, because I'm all about the fans.
Yeah.
I listen to this station for the callers. They're my family.
Linda,
and they're hurting.
Yeah, Linda, it's been 10 years since a Doc Rivers team has been able to get past the second round, and Doc Rivers is a huge reason why. He has three separate times blown a 3-1 series lead. In this case, it would be 2-1. But, yeah, his track record in the playoffs is not very good.
Yeah, and I don't like his matchups. He just gets on my nerves sometimes, honey. He's standing there with his hands on his knees, and I'm thinking, what in God's name are you doing? Get them guys out of there.
Yeah, you tell
him. You see the lead dwindling away.
And he's doing nothing about it. Every button that he pushed pretty much did nothing. And then it's now it's down to 10, 8, 6, 5. Unbelievable.
I know.
So are you been staying up late for the Phillies this week, Linda?
I finally got the baseball package, extra innings.
Right.
Because it's on sale big time.
Right, you were telling us.
And I'm looking at everything in the East. The Mets, the Braves, everybody. So I've been watching so many ball games, I need six people's eyes. I look like one of them octopi.
Wow.
Sitting here. My eyes is bugged out,
no,
guys.
That's too much screen time for you, Linda.
I know, but it's fun, honey.
Well, have fun. Enjoy life.
Listen, I will. I love you. Take care.
All right, Linda. Thank you, honey.
See you, Linda.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's Phillies tonight in San Fran against Gaber.
Now, it's Friday night, John. I realize that your wife is
no
near
shot.
Giving birth. And
no
your
shot.
Children will be in. No?
No shot.
A cup of coffee.
I got to get up. No, I wouldn't even try. I got to get up and mow the lawn. My cousin Laura is getting married tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow nice. Afternoon. So because Friday is Father's Day and I work on Sundays, my wife doesn't want me to do the lawn after I get off work on Sunday. She wants me to do it. Like, well, actually, she doesn't want me to do it at all, to be honest. But like, someone's got to mow the lawn.
Well, I mean, do you want some? I can give you some good news.
What?
You may not have to do the lawn at all.
Oh, I got to do the lawn.
No, but it might rain.
Well, that means that I'm going to have to do it tonight then.
Oh.
Lawn's got to be cut. Let me see. No, lawn. No, not supposed to rain.
Listen, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to find a way for you to be able to watch Phillies Giants.
Yeah, I'm cool. As a kid and a teenager, I used to love the West Coast games.
Cool.
I'm out. I could like that, maybe the first couple innings.
Yeah,
give it a shot.
Give it an effort. You know, if you can get a solid three innings in, you try.
All right. Let's go to Joe. Joe's calling from Reading, Pennsylvania. Hi, Joe.
Gentlemen, how are you?
What's up, brother?
Hey, just wanted to call in, talk a little Ben Simmons here, just real quick. I had one comment and one question. But I will say that, you know, Ben Simmons, he's going to get hacked either way. I'm sick and tired of watching him catch the ball 4 feet from the net and just not go up strong with it. I mean, you got guys like Capella, Collins, you get them in some foul trouble early, and Embiid has an easier game right away. I just quite don't get that, but I can tell you my question is, do you feel like the guys are maybe missing Danny Green a bit?
They are missing Danny Green. Danny Green doesn't show up on the score sheet for a lot of things, but he's won three titles. You know, he was part of three championship teams for a reason. He knows what needs to be done. He knows where teammates should be, what their mindset should be, what to do in certain situations.
Would he take a shot late in the fourth quarter if needed, or would he play hot potato like the rest of the guys?
Unlike those guys, he would take that shot,
yep.
Which is of the most importance.
Yep. So what do you think, Joe? When we come back on Monday, are the Sixers still in the playoffs or no?
Yes.
All right.
Ooh.
There you go. Hey. I agree with them.
All right.
I'm putting the mortgage payment on the Sixers to win this series.
Please
plus
don't
130.
Do that. No, don't do that.
All right, maybe.
Please
not.
Don't.
Maybe not.
Don't put any money on them whatsoever. Just have your rooting interest.
You can't do that. Well, I mean, it takes a while for them to foreclosure. I could just
relax. Don't even put lunch money on it. Just to, enjoy and hope that they win.
I'm going to BetMGM right now. Just use the code MARKS100 and you get a great deal. You can, wager a lot, not a lot to get a lot. Let's go there right now. Get the app. Let's go to, speaking of Atlanta, and the Sixers are playing down in Atlanta, let's go to Greg calling from Atlanta. Greg!
Hey, Johnny. Good to talk to you again. Hey, John. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, Greg?
Good. Hey,
right.
A couple things on the Sixers, but first of all, a creepy movie was that movie Get Out. Have you seen that?
That was a very good movie and very creepy.
Get Out?
I'm trying to remember if that was nominated for an Academy Award or not. But it was, 2 years ago maybe, John? You probably know.
I just Googled it. I had never heard of it.
You never saw Get Out's a very good movie.
Oh, you'll watch it and you'll start watching and then weird things happen to the characters, John, and you'll just...
Oh, Rotten Tomatoes says 98%.
No, it's a great movie. It's a great movie.
It's weird. It's weird. Secondly, anytime Jack had his top five at five sandwich list, he can never be top of the list as far as
I would agree.
Top five guys.
I would
that
agree.
Was horrible.
I don't remember exactly what
sandwich?
It was.
Sandwich?
Yeah, he had top five sandwiches, and he called it a meatball sub. He had a meatball sub on the list.
He did like a turkey and cheese on there. it was horrible.
Hold on. So in a top five sandwiches, he puts turkey and cheese?
No, something like that. And he called it a French dip hot roast beef. And I'm like, dude, it's two separate sandwiches. A French dip is separate from a hot roast beef sandwich.
Listen, you guys, beyond coworkers, you guys are friends. I mean, can you help him out?
I try. There's only so much I can do. Greg, what do you think tonight, man?
The bits are super entertaining, but listen, I am so angry. You know, Atlanta fans down here are losers, but when a loser calls you a loser and you have to just take it down here, I'm mad, man. I am mad. I don't see guts. And that game the other day was so Philly. You know, I know the guys, you know, posted things on Twitter about, you know, up 18 and all that kind of stuff. It was so Philly. Just, like, rip our hearts out by how you play, and you got no guts. And I've just gone radio silent. I haven't listened to any of the sports radio down here. But, I mean, I was ready to, like, I was going to wear my Sixers gear the next day. I put it away. You know, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is embarrassing. It is.
I don't think they're going to do it tonight. I have no confidence. I'm sorry. I have none.
Okay. All right, Greg.
I hope they do.
Greg, appreciate it, man. Let's hope for the best. I do. As I mentioned before, I do a Sunday show on CBS Sports Radio, and one of our affiliates that are local and are on me during that time is down in 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. So I get the full 4 hours with them. They don't have local during that time. So I could almost do an Atlanta show.
Ew. So, no, don't do that.
So you know what I did on Sunday?
Talk about the Braves.
No. on Sunday, I was giving the – because, like, after game three, wasn't it pretty apparent the Sixers were going to roll in five games?
Oh, you did, like, a Sixer appreciation
No,
kind of show?
I did the sorry Atlanta, you're going down. And all the calls I got agreed. And said, no, you're right. The Sixers are too good, but I'm happy with this season.
Oh, boy.
So I could be going into a Game 7 on Sunday against Atlanta.
Oh, boy. Well, that would be exciting, though. No, that's good. No, you want that.
Oh, they're winning the game tonight, John Johnson.
Oh, I hope so.
Lock it up.
You know, losing those games, the manner in which they did up 26 and 18, that does so much mentally. That does more to you mentally than it does physically. And what it does for Atlanta, a young, inexperienced Atlanta team, it gives them confidence no matter how many points they're down, they're going to keep sticking it to you. And you're not going to be able to take your foot off the pedal, which this team clearly does.
Well, we know that the Hawks aren't scared, and the Sixers kind of are. At least some of the players in the Sixers are.
No. John, why don't you name names? Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons are terrified. They are absolutely they're like little boys. They're not men. They're certainly not gamers. They're not gamers. They're not clutch. They fold. And that's been very apparent for some time now. For Tobias Harris, for all the money he's making, nobody cares about the regular season. This is what matters. Why don't you remind, I scored 22 points a game in the regular season. Nobody cares.
Yeah, we don't care about that.
You scored 4 points in a playoff game. You had a chance to tie it up late and deferred to Shake freaking Milton. You're making $180 million. Fraud.
And the other thing that bothers me is he took no foul shots. I mean, if you want to get to the foul line, we know Ben doesn't. Does Tobias not want to get the foul line either?
Very fair point.
I mean, geez.
Not a single free throw attempt in that last game. Not one.
Not one. It's pathetic. By the way, Linda from Ballard mentioned Rob Cherry. And Rob, a lot of people may not even have known that he wasn't with the station for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's back. And I have this old 610 Rob Cherry jingle. Did you ever hear it?
Probably. What is it?
One of the things that bothers me the most about being at WIP is I miss the jingle portion of the station. I feel like I deserve a jingle. I always love the jingle. Here's Rob's. Is it coming? It's labeled Rob Cherry Jingle.
The Beach Boys.
No. I don't think he's got that.
No, this is obviously. Are we just going to have 30 seconds of good vibrations?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God.
Now, Rob's had some really good jingles, but I don't know if they're in our current audio system.
Oh, they are. We've played them
before.
There's
some Doobie Brothers ones. There's some Hendrix. There's a sound of somebody hitting up a bong as you introduce Rob Cherry's show. There's some really good ones from Rob. But no, but Rob's back. I love that Rob's back.
He's the best.
Rob is the best. I'm so glad that, you know, we don't get to interact with him like we used to because all our hours are different. But
he's the best.
It's great to know that I can tune into WIP at least once or twice a week and hear Rob again.
Someone recorded over that because there used to be a Rob Cherry at 610 WIP. All right, let's hit the text line up there, Mr. Quinn.
Why does WIP insist on excusing Joel Embiid's second half performance on both offense and defense? Jake in West Philly.
I'm hearing a lot of that, and I will say point taken, but you're not even in the playoffs right now, but it's not for Joel Embiid.
He's playing on a bad knee. He has to put up 40 points every night and have a bad knee and never get tired. He's doing everything for this team.
With a clueless coach and two max players who are scared to death, who should be helping him out more. What's next?
For the record, I prefer negative John, not positive John. I love hearing, nah, 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 they're going to lose. But maybe that's just me. Tom in Abington.
Well, Tom, they're going to win tonight.
They are
winning tonight, and then they're going game 7 in the Wells Fargo Center, and they're going to win. Win!
I hope you're right, John.
Me too. What's next?
I was always under the impression that fantasy football leagues were punishment for something else. Chris in Philly.
Oh, I like Chris. I hate fantasy football. I did it a couple times.
I knew you did.
And then I'm like, I can't do this. It ruins my rooting interests because I have to root for players on teams I don't care
for. Yeah, it does.
For that reason alone, I couldn't do it.
So you're that guy? Like, oh, I couldn't.
Listen, I don't flaunt it to people as to reasons why. When somebody asks me, hey, we're doing fantasy football, you want to do it? No, I'm good.
I respect that you know that you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's cool. I'm not a guy that does 4 or 5 leagues. I do. I've been in the same league with the same guys for 21 years.
Oh, that's different. That's way different.
We do a show league, and then WIP has a league. And that's all that I do. I'm not in any other leagues like that. But I love it. I don't mind drafting a Cowboy or a Giant and them scoring touchdowns and stuff.
Nah, can't do it. It just hurts too much inside.
All right. You're OG for sure. What's next?
Are you guys going to see the Bonnie and Clyde movie tonight? Ben is Bonnie and Tobias is Clyde. Steal all kinds of money. Frank and Ardmore.
They're more of a Thelma and Louise, those two. What? Oh, sorry. I forgot my mic was on.
Anything else?
Of course Ben Simmons is putting in the work shooting 15,000 shots in the offseason. That's how he's able to post videos of himself making 4 of them. Defending Ben Simmons in this town is easy. You just have to play for the other team. Adam in Oxford.
Mm. That's a good one. That's a good one. Good... Na, 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 na.
Yeah, my one of my buddies on Twitter, and I just saw like a random tweet at the end of one of the games where he said that... cue the off-season Ben Simmons highlight video.
Oh, yeah.
Produced by multiple people.
Yeah. It'd be a
taking threes and
exactly
dunking it.
That's it. You were definitely due for that. And I will send it right to the team I'm going to trade him to.
Yep. You just, John, you wonder, and I don't want to be premature about this because they're still playing and I think they're going to advance in the next round. But you wonder, like, what the rest of the NBA... when they see Ben Simmons or they talk about trading for Ben Simmons, mm-hmm. what real value can you expect to get? John, outside of a veteran star who says, trade me or else, a la like a James Harden, I don't know if Dame's going to do that. I don't know if Lillard's going to do it.
If it ended up, like, for example, if Damian Lillard said, I don't want to be here, trade me somewhere, and the Sixers were interested and they offered Ben, they'd say, you know, we want Ben and at least 3 first-round picks. And something like that may get it done. Something you always have to remember, though, and this is why he's duped many coaches. He's incredibly talented. He's incredibly athletic, but we all know what his shortcomings are. Because of his age, there will always be a general manager and coach that can say, I can get out of him what nobody else could.
I agree.
And because of his age, we will be able to make it work. We have some time to finagle. We're on the verge of something great. There will always be a general manager who would want to acquire a player like Ben Simmons.
But they're not trading their franchise player to get him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if there's a team that's like, well, we got to move on from this guy because like he's saying that he's going to opt out or it's the final year of his contract. We have to get value. That'd be good value to get for a guy that then would re-sign with the Sixers as opposed to getting nothing at all.
Yeah.
If Jimmy Butler this year said, you know what, like, nah, I'm going to opt out and become a free agent, sign and trade, you get Jimmy Butler, and they get Ben Simmons. Like, that would be real value. But you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what exactly is going to happen in free agency in the league.
Right.
So my worry is that, although Daryl Morey realizes that what's best for the team is to find a taker for Ben Simmons, but he's also not going to give him away.
Exactly. Yeah. And the problem is a lot of people will know the Sixers are looking to deal him.
It's not going to be. I mean, they already tried to trade him.
Yeah.
Tried to trade him for Harden. All right, a couple phone calls here before we get out of here. Corey and Logan, this Logan section of Philadelphia. Corey.
Yes, how y'all doing?
Corey, how are you, buddy?
All right, I'm okay. First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I'm just sad I didn't get to speak to Ice, but I'm glad I'm hearing John Johnson because, man, he made the point that I've been saying all week.
What's that, Corey?
Doc Rivers is the reason why they lost these last two games with these substitutions. It's killing me. The substitutions are killing me.
Yeah,
I mean, Brett Brown has definitely done a better job the last couple of years, I must say.
Yeah, never thought I'd say that, Corey, but you're absolutely right.
I'm serious.
So what do you think the next two games?
I mean, I got him winning, as long as he doesn't sit on his brain for the next two games.
Well.
Seriously. I mean.
Yeah, like Corey, you know how when we talk and we say, well, like, tonight's a Joel game or tonight's a Ben game. Tonight really is a Doc Rivers game.
Yes, it is, definitely, 100%.
Yeah,
because I mean, I'm not mad with the team. I love Ben. I'm a Ben defender, as you guys say. You know, I love his game. It's just, I know he should be doing more. It definitely would help the team. But at the end of the day, him missing 10 free throws is not the reason why they lost when they were up 26 points. So you know, that just says it all right there. If you ask me,
tonight we will find out which Sixers have heart and which do not.
Yes, and also Game 7 too.
We got to get there first.
No, but let's say they respond tonight. Now the game's even bigger.
Yeah.
Pressure's on the 76ers, obviously, but now they got to win another one.
Right. It's been on the Sixers since the start of the series. Atlanta's been on house money.
Jeff, Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
What's up, brother?
Just a few quick things I wanted to say. John, I think you're absolutely wrong. The Sixers, they're garbage. We are losing this game tonight. I hope we lose this game tonight. That's the only reason why I'm watching it. Ben Simmons, he can get out of this state. I don't want to see him here again. He's a joke.
Wow.
All right, there you have it. Jeff and Douglasville. Luke, go ahead, Lukey.
Hey, guys. How you doing? John.
What's up, brother?
Hey, Luke.
How are you?
Not much. I got three quick ones. Number one, John Johnson needs to be the immediate backup for anybody who's out. Joe Giglio, pack your bags and head out with Spike Heskin.
Oh, stop it. Wow. Oh, come on, Luke. I appreciate the kind words, but don't do that to Joe. Joe's very good at what he does.
Anyway, number two, before I get to my predictions, Johnny Marks, I got a request for you. Monday, win or lose, and I'm not like I'm going to be beat up. We lose, I'm going to be beat up, I'm going to be banged up, I'm going to be angry.
Yeah.
Don't play taps.
You're gonna play taps Monday morning?
Well, I play taps after they lost whatever game right there.
They're playing, can you do something like Benny Hill?
No, I'm not saying you gotta play taps. Don't go taps. You
know? All right.
That hits some people the wrong way, you know what I mean?
All right, Luke, thank you. Yeah, people were mad that we played taps to start the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the military aspect of it, which I guess, but it's also not like, it's just not a military funeral where they play that. It means the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's when they play it is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like that.
Maybe something more comical. You know,
like Benny Hill.
Like Benny Hill's a little bit, maybe that's a bit sax. Too much. It's just, you could
curb
do a little
enthusiasm.
Curb. Yeah.
I like the Benny Hill yakety sax. This is the name of the song.
You could do that. Is girls want to have fun too much?
Probably.
All right.
Well, let's see how the games turn out. Coming up, Joe Giglio will lead you right up to the 76ers game. We have the Phils and the Giants coming up tonight. John Johnson, as always, a pleasure, man. Love working with you.
Always fun.
Kyle Quinn, good job, brother. Thanks for stepping in for Jack Fritz.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next is Joe Giglio. See ya. By the way, today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. They're hiring at all locations, full and part-time. Chickies@Pete's.com/careers. Go Sixers and see you on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.